Hello and welcome to episode one of RVing Dads. Well, welcome you here. My name is Todd Muller. I'm sitting next to my co-host,
Dustin Dinkins. So here we are sitting around the campfire on a nice casual night. The wind's picking up here, so hopefully the ambient noise isn't too much. But the topic tonight is
top two likes and dislikes of RVing.
Oh, good ones, good ones. Well, why don't you kick us off? Tell us a couple things you dislike about RVing.
All right. So, I guess my number two dislike is a lack of dishwasher.
Oh, yes, dishwashers.
So, unfortunately, RVs are small. You got to fit in what you can, and dishwashers are not normally included. So, if you're used to a sticks and bricks, RVing life is a little different. You got to spend some time washing the dishes manually. Unfortunately, my family, myself, know all about that. And I guess my number one reason for disliking it, and well, I don't dislike RVing. I do dislike breakdowns.
Some days you dislike it, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I do dislike breakdowns. Had a few during our travels, but hasn't been too bad, and we've gotten through it.
Yeah.
How about you, Dustin?
Well, Todd, I would say my top two dislikes, tires. Tires, tires, and tires. That's my most least favorite dislike with RVing. I have 12 tires on my my house here. Six on the truck, one spare, four on the RV plus a spare. So that adds up to 12 tires. So I am always replacing tires. And you know what? I'm kind of a cheapskate too. So it seems like every other week, every month, I'm replacing a tire or fixing a blow. But
that is not fun.
That's not fun at all. But, you know, that's the life we choose. So
it is. And that is probably another podcast talking about tires and talking about how you travel around.
What to do and what not to do. That sounds like a whole discussion in itself.
Exactly.
So my second dislike with RVing is traveling on the weekend. I work a full-time job, so when we travel, it tends to be on the weekend, on a Saturday or Sunday or after work. So that's one of my dislikes. I'd much rather travel during the week and enjoy the weekend, but it's a price of enjoying this life. Well, those are the bads. They're not too bad, right?
Not at all.
What about the goods? You must have a couple of good things about RVing.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of good things to talk about. Probably one of my favorite things about full-time RVing is being with my family. Prior to living in an RV and traveling full-time, I traveled a lot for my job, and it was in a plane, and it was all across the country, and unfortunately on Monday morning, I'd wake up at about 4 a.m. and I'd leave my family behind and I'd get in a plane and I'd be gone.
Yeah.
If I was lucky, I'd come back on a Friday night. And I missed all that time with my family. So one of the great things about RVing is that when it's time to go somewhere for a job, my family's with me. We pack it up, we bring the RV, and I can work. I can go to the job 8 o'clock in the morning. And when I come back at 5 o'clock at night, my family's here with me. So that's probably number one. Number two, I guess what I would say in this case is just seeing new things. We've had the opportunity to see a lot of new things. We've seen everything from Disney World in Florida to Grand Canyon to Mount Rushmore. When you're living full-time in an RV, you can go where you want to go. You can see what you want to see, and you get to do it with your family. So it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely, Todd. So my two top good things about RVing with your family, you know, I'd have to mirror your first sentiment there, Todd. I love seeing the country with my family. It may be a little corny, but that's really why we do it, right? Just a big family adventure, good and the bad. In fact, you know, we're sitting around the campfire here with our family. They're laughing at us while we're talking.
Right.
But
we're trying to put on a professional podcast and our families are laughing at us, but that's okay.
Yes, yes. It's all good. We can hear the dog in the background and the wind blowing, and that's why we're doing it. So that's my one of my goods. The second would be a toilet, believe it or not. I love traveling with my own toilet.
That is a great reason to travel.
Isn't it? You know, it's nothing fancy with a toilet. It's a little porcelain toilet with a wooden seat and a little flusher knob. Nothing too pretty about it. But I travel the country with my family, a family of six, and we don't get very far before we have to stop for a toilet. And it sure is nice just being able to pull off on the side of the road, take a break, use our own toilet. I can't tell you how many times I enjoy using my own toilet.
That is a great point. I wouldn't have thought of that. But I'm thinking of it now. It is nice to have that toilet behind you. And I would even go and say, you know, having your whole house with you. Just like you said, you know, we can pull over, we can go to the bathroom. If I'm hungry, we can pull over and make a sandwich.
Absolutely. Sandwich and toilet at the same time.
Yes. I agree with that. But we hope you enjoyed this, talking about just a couple of our dislikes, a couple of our favorite things. Again, we're sponsored by Full Time Families. We encourage you to take a look at them, fulltimefamilies.com. They're a great organization that you may find can support you and your family as you decide to hit the road and travel the country.
Excellent. Thanks, everyone, for listening tonight.